From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Hurricane Irma continues its track toward the U.S. state of Florida with heavy rains and increasing winds. President Trump spoke to the nation about what's happening in Florida.
As Hurricane Irma approaches, my administration is working closely with our state and local partners to help save lives, protect families, and assist those in need. This is a storm of absolutely historic, destructive potential. I ask everyone in the storm's path to be vigilant and to heed all recommendations from government officials and law enforcement. Nothing is more important than the safety and security of our people.
And crossing the Caribbean, Irma left at least 25 people dead and catastrophic destruction everywhere. Among the islands hardest hit was Barbuda, which was virtually flattened. This woman was in neighboring Antigua and just arrived back in London.
The hurricane itself was like being in a nightmare, and it was just horrible because the outcome wasn't actually as bad as other islands, so I don't even want to imagine what the other people felt.
Yeah.
I was saying to Tanai, the wall's shaking, and she said, Rochelle, stop being over the top. And I said, no, touch the wall, it's shaking, and the wall was shaking.
Yeah.
We didn't know what was going to happen.
And back to Florida, where nearly 7 million people were asked to evacuate ahead of Hurricane Irma's landfall. The highest sustained winds are about 210 kilometers per hour. North Korea has marked the 69th anniversary of the founding of the nation. There were ceremonies and fanfare as the international community watched for another potential missile test. And video sharing service YouTube has removed the state-run North Korea propaganda channel from its website. YouTube's website did not immediately respond to requests about why the channel made the decision. This is VOA News. Rohingya insurgents in Myanmar have called for a month-long ceasefire that starts this Sunday. This is in order to allow in humanitarian aid. The violence has left at least 400 people dead, and thousands of Rohingya have gone to Bangladesh. The head of the United States peacekeeping forces says rising ethnic tensions in Central African Republic are likely to spur greater conflict between the Muslim and Christian communities unless action is taken to defuse the situation. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN in Geneva.
UN Undersecretary General for Peacekeeping Operations Jean-Pierre Lacroix says ethnic hate speech is running in parallel with an increase in violence in Central African Republic. Lacroix says it is a key responsibility of the leadership and all those who have an influence in Central African Republic to counter those messages. War between the Muslim Seleka and Christian anti-Balaka armed groups broke out in 2013 after Seleka rebels toppled the Christian president François Bozizé. Peacekeeping Chief Lacroix tells VOA every effort is being made to redeploy UN forces on the ground to try to mitigate the impact of this violence and to protect civilians. The United Nations is trying to reconcile the two ethnic communities by working with religious, civic, and political leaders from different walks of life. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pope Francis continued his trip around Colombia Saturday in the city of Medellin, where he held the mass with an expected attendance of as many as 1 million people. Francis' trip to Medellin hit a slight snag Saturday morning as heavy rains forced him to alter his travel arrangements into the city. For the first time in more than 30 years, thousands of residents and fans watched a nighttime football match in Mogadishu, a capital city often described as the world's most dangerous. Thousands of fans enjoyed the event at Kona Stadium, which recently was renovated by the international soccer organization FIFA. Although the match, the final of a citywide club tournament for 16 to 18-year-olds, took place under tight security, it was historic for the city, which has dealt with terrorist suicide bombings, anarchy, and death. Firefighters in Australia are bracing for what they fear will be one of the worst brush fire seasons on record. They say warmer conditions have combined with a very dry winter to raise the threat level. In Queensland, rapid growth and vegetation from an earlier tropical cyclone has since dried out, posing a huge fire risk. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.